Terabytes is for informational and educational purposes only. Nothing on the show is advice. No financial, tax, legal, or any other kind of advice. Nothing we say is an inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Terabytes. We've got a very special episode, a little bit of a cross-play, a little bit of a cross-chain episode. Our friends from Broker Finance built over there on ThorChain, but they're doing a lot of stuff to collaborate with UST and with some even native Luna platforms like Astroport. So we're going to dive into all that. Lucas, co-founder of Broker, and Pete on. Lucas, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you here. I'm actually very excited. I must admit, much to some of our viewers' chagrins, I haven't looked a whole lot into ThorChain, but after doing a bit of research on you guys, I'm definitely going to go out and buy some Rune, not financial advice. But can we start there? Because I think that's a very important place to start, is the background of ThorChain. What is that trying to accomplish? And then maybe we'll dive a little bit more into what you guys are building on top of that.
Sure. ThorChain is probably the most well, no, probably not most well known, but the most appealing solution for providing native swaps connecting several top one layer one chains and providing those liquidity pools, which you're dealing with native assets, so you don't need to have any wrapped assets or abridged assets. At ThorChain, you just use these native assets to swap from, let's say, from Bitcoin to ETH natively. And ThorChain is able to do that because they are kind of connected to all those chains, listening to all those wallets on the different chains. And when some assets are moved on the Bitcoin network, ThorChain is recognizing this and is able to do the swap on the Ethereum network. So you're all the time dealing with native assets, which is pretty amazing and pretty novel, as we've seen right now. And ThorChain's goal is to be this big, deep liquidity hole where all those swaps are performed in the background. So in the end, big exchanges, any interface could make use of ThorChain to just swap from asset one to asset B without relying to any centralized party. And I think that's super important here. So you don't have centralized bridges, you don't have centralized services which are doing these swaps for you, but it's still a fully decentralized matter.
Yeah, if you're a viewer and you want to check out ThorChain more, there's Thor. I think it's ThorChain.org. I'm showing ThorSwap.finance, which is just one of the many places you can go and do swaps. And it's refreshing to hit connect, and you can see all these wallets. And then you click connect next DeFi wallet, and you've got all these chains, including Terra. There isn't full integration yet, but it's progressed pretty far. So soon we'll see Luna and USD over here too. And you can connect all these chains at the same time in your XDeFi wallet or use your other wallets. And then I used it yesterday. Yeah, you can use TerraStation. Exactly. I used it yesterday, in fact, to swap directly from several different coins into Bitcoin and just send the Bitcoin to an address. And it was a pretty good experience.
Absolutely. And as I said, Terra is the next thing which is coming to ThorChain. So in the end, you will be natively able to swap your Bitcoin to UST, for example, just relying on a decentralized service. And this is pretty decent for all of you who try to get to UST from any other coin in the past. Is, you know, was pretty tough actually to get to your UST. And which with services like ThorChain, this is super straightforward.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of like right in line with the ethos, I think, of Luna, where I think the meme that goes around here is like decentralized finance needs a decentralized stablecoin. And you guys, it seems like, well, not you specifically, but ThorChain, since we're still on that topic, seems like they're really trying to move from all these centralized exchanges where you might need to do KYC or, you know, let's just say... the Canadian government decides to shut you down and you got to give up, you know, your information on where your transactions go. This is very decentralized, very permissionless, and really kind of takes you back to like the whole reason why we're here. Right. So I guess just one more question specifically on Thorchain, and then I'm happy to dive more into Broker. do you see Thorchain ever looking at adopting UST as sort of like their base stablecoin for people to make swaps on?
I mean, there are some considerations to make use of their very own stablecoin, which is kind of backed by many different stablecoins and have those for UST also on the Fortune network. So UST, the Terra UST, could be one part of it to back this Fortune stablecoin. As I see it, UST, the Terra UST, will be important, will play an important role in the Fortune ecosystem as well, because we already see how high the demand is for the UST. And so with Fortune pools adding UST also to their swaps, I expect much more swaps will be performed through Fortune to directly to UST.
Sorry for showing ThorSwap there. I just realized that on that same list of Thorchain exchanges is Broker right there. And I'm gonna share this really quick because I think we should pivot into talking about Broker, right? And of course, we want multiple platforms with multiple sets of capabilities and so on. So, Broker has this beautiful looking interface, and it's not quite as many nuts. Not the 1,000 login options, but the ones I guess we care about here in the Terra ecosystem, the ones we're most likely to use with XDeFi Terra Station available soon. And tell us about Broker, where it's at, what we can already do right now. I can see the invest tab is grayed out. What's live so far and what's coming soon?
So first thing for Broker, as you just saw, mint your synth. So this is referring to Fortune Synthetics, which is a Fortune native asset. I told you before that you can swap in Fortune from any layer one asset to the other layer one asset natively. But what Fortune Synthetics is now providing, it's creating a Fortune native asset directly on the Fortune network. So which means you can create a synthetic asset out of Bitcoin. You can create a synthetic asset out of Ethereum. And this synthetic asset is backed by the liquidity pools and by the rune and the native asset in the liquidity pools. Big advantage is you can still perform your native swaps, but you don't need to pay those high transaction fees and don't need to wait that long that all those transactions are confirmed. Referring back to the example of Bitcoin to ETH swap, you need to wait for transaction confirmation on the Bitcoin network, and you need to the transaction confirmation in the Ethereum network when you do it natively. But by using synths instead, you have the same advantages, but you can reduce down the time heavily because it's just happened on the Torch network. So this is what Broker actually built in its very beginning, being this interface for Fortune Synthetics. But while we were building this, we realized, okay, there's much more we can actually do. There's much more we can offer in Broker. And this was kind of the kickstart for this bigger vision we have in mind by making it much more easy to get your hands on DeFi and all these great opportunities DeFi investments offers to you. Because what we realized is, hey, there are so many cool options out there, but only a small portion of people is really capable of getting their hands on it because it's far too complicated. Sometimes it's really scammy, and people don't just have the time and knowledge to really make use of it. And that's the issue we try to tackle at Broker. So with synths, that's just the beginning. But as I said, we have this invest step, which is currently grayed out, but will be released soon, where we're gonna offer simplified options to invest in certain DeFi protocols on the Fortune network, but also on the Terra ecosystem.
Yeah, and I want to talk, I'll dive a little bit more into the synths and how those work. So if I wanted to go in and create a synth, like, am I as a user able to then put up some collateral to mint a synthetic derivative of, like, let's just say Bitcoin?
Sure, you always start with your native asset. So you start out with Bitcoin, add it to the Bitcoin rune pool. because all pools are the second asset is room. So you put it to the Bitcoin room pool, and out of this position you create in there, in the background, your asset's going to be swapped to room, and a synth is minted out of it. So that's what the user doesn't really see in the front end. So they're just sending in Bitcoin and getting synthetic Bitcoin out of it. But that's what's happening in the background. And so your synthetic asset is backed by this anti-liquidity pool.
Gotcha. And then I'm able to, like, once I've put in, let's just say, native Bitcoin, and I've got now synthetic Bitcoin, am I getting that one for one? And then there's like some additional rune that I need to stake to over collateralize that asset?
No, there's a overall cap how much synths can be minted in each pool. So there needs to be a certain ratio, but you don't need to over collateralize on yourself. So you put in one BTC and get one synth BTC out of it. And from that moment on, you can easily swap this synth to other assets in the Fortune network. And down the road, synth going to be enabled for IBC. So down the road, we will also see that the synth assets are moving around in the Cosmos ecosystem and can be used there as well, which is pretty, pretty exciting in my opinion.
So we'll have all these synths, Bitcoin, synth ETH, synth Binance, BNB, synth Doge, able to move around in Terra. I want to show the investing page a little bit so that we can talk more about the investing, simplified DeFi investing opportunities you're bringing. I noticed some things right here on the website. Automated strategies, sure, that's kind of vague, but then we got something very specific here. The first strategy will be a delta neutral strategy using Anchor and Mirror for around 30% APY. And that will be one of, you know, a set of strategies that you can include in portfolios that are based on APY and risk. And so you can pick a portfolio that fits the APY risk, the risk reward balance you want. And you know, it'll automatically spread your investment among them. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then I'd like to also move on to these things down here. So you've brought in some innovations from Ethereum DeFi, such as protocol and liquidity and a floor price, which might be something like what TempleDAO did, and so on. So tell us about the investment strategies that are coming, what users will be able to do, and in particular, since we're Terabytes, the Terra integration options that will be here.
Absolutely. So Fortune is for us this liquidity pool, the background we have in there to swap from any asset to any other asset, because that's important for us and for the users when they are approaching broker.finance and having some Bitcoin in the wallet, but still want to be invested in Delta Neutral. We need those liquidity pools in the background to swap from Bitcoin to USD, for example. But Terra is for us the ecosystem where we put those assets to work, where we actually invest in various protocols. And the first protocol, the first investment option we are building is Mirror Delta Neutral. So you open up a long and a short position on Mirror at the same time and earning those Mirror rewards for just using the platform, right? So this is, again, something which every user can do on its own, but it's far too complicated for a majority of people to actually be able to start by getting UST in your wallet. That's where it all started. And then really make use of all these steps which are needed of opening up long position, open up short position, claim your rewards after 2 weeks, and all this stuff which is needed. So in our case, this is pretty straightforward. You just approach in broker.finance, selecting the Delta Neutral strategy, sending in your assets, and you are done, and you are invested in Delta Neutral. And that's the way how we imagine it should be. Super simple, super straightforward, and let the code, let the contracts do all the work for the user. And that's kind of the core for Broker, building out strategies, which certainly needs to be updated all the time, because I don't expect Delta Neutral will work for the next 3 years. But we're going to add more and more strategies down the road. And we combine them or aggregate them into so-called portfolios, which can be it's similar like in the stock market when you have single stock investments, which would be the strategies, And you have the ETFs, which is just a combination of several single stocks. And similar to Proker with the strategies, and you have a combination of them in the portfolios, which are somehow themed. So our first portfolio we're building is called the savings account, which means we have only strategies in there which you can enter with some stablecoin, and you're more or less price neutral, but you put your stablecoins to work and get some yield on it.
So is it possible that at one point there might be, and let's just say, let's pull one asset off of Mirror, M Apple. Is there possible that there will be a synthetic M Apple?
I mean, M Apple is already synthetic, right?
Right.
Like in the very beginning, it's just the M asset. It's not linked to the synthetic. Down the road could be. Down the road, it's possible that we bridge over the sins and make use of them in some strategies, definitely. But right now, it's really about just using 4chain to get to your desired asset, which is needed for the strategy, and then use Terra and those protocols on Terra to put those assets to work.
Right. It brings me to a question I had for you. And how do you guys as broker perceive, I guess, like your target audience? Because there's a lot of people that are already like very heavily involved in all these things as they stand now, but you guys are trying to simplify that. Do you see your target market as like a crypto degen person, or do you see it more as like a normie audience that's maybe just sort of like dipping their toes into the water of Web3 and all this crazy crypto stuff?
Absolutely, the later one. Like, I imagine our target user as this is actually as a friend of mine who bought some BTC in the 2018 peak, and since then has just hodling his assets on Binance and is not really doing anything with them. And I recently told him, hey, I'm currently farming on my stables with 50 or 60%. And he was like, what? How is this even possible? Come on, show me, explain it to me. And those are the people which we are targeting. Like people, they are already somehow aware of crypto, but have no clue what's really going on in DeFi because it's too complicated for them. It's taking too much time for them to really do a deep dive. And we want to offer them, hey, here's a simple starting point for you to enter DeFi. Just withdraw your funds from your centralized exchange and you are ready to go.
I want to talk a little bit about protocol owned capital and the Bro token. So we've got the LN FAQ page here with a couple of simple answers, and hopefully you can expand on them for us. We've got the Bro token. Obviously, everyone asks, what is the utility of the token? Why is the token needed? And they can evaluate for themselves how strong that utility is and whether they're interested in it or not. And you can stake the Bro token in order to get staking rewards from the protocol-owned capital, right? And there's a floor price that increases over time as well. Part of the broker treasury covers it, you know, basically ensures the floor price, right? And then the protocol-owned capital here, again, I'm just summing up for people that are listening. Protocol-owned capital is the broker protocol owns its capital, which invests in portfolios and gets a protocol stream of revenue. And then that, so some of those rewards from the protocol stream of revenue are distributed to Bro stakers, right? Can you talk about the Bro token and this protocol owned capital mechanic?
Sure. So we basically started out with protocol owned liquidity. That's something we already saw in DeFi, in certain projects. The idea is you give out discounted tokens, in our case, the Pro token, for LP tokens. Like in our case, it's going to be an Astrobot pool with Pro UST, and everyone who is providing liquidity to those pools getting some LP tokens, and they can exchange those LP tokens for discounted Pro tokens with the effect that the protocol itself holds the LP tokens, and we can ensure the liquidity pools for swapping in and out of the Pro token. And based on this concept, we thought, okay, why do we don't put those assets we receive in the protocol somehow to work? And so we came up with the term of protocol-owned capital. So it's a similar concept. We are offering a bonding mechanism. User can send in UST and get discounted Pro token. They can do whatever they want with it. And the UST, which is now owned by the protocol, is not just hodled by the protocol, but is actively put to work. And in the Procos case, it's put in our very own strategies and portfolios. So we have somehow already the best options to invest your assets for the user and make use of the same strategies and portfolios that our protocol and our own treasury invests in there, with the effect that there should be some yield generated. The yield is put back in the treasury. Treasury is kind of compounding, is able to invest even more. So over the time, more and more assets should be in the treasury. And these assets are also backing the floor price of Pro. So when you are staking the Pro token, you have the right to redeem your Pro token for a certain price at the treasury, which means you can send in your Pro token and get assets out of the treasury for a fixed price. And it doesn't matter if prices are just going down on the market, on the exchanges, you always have this minimum price, which is guaranteed, and you can redeem at the treasury. And the higher the capital will be in the treasury, the higher the floor price will be, which is kind of a downside protection for every Pro staker. And yeah, and also with more yield coming in from the protocol on capital, also more staking rewards can be paid out in the long run. So we call it Stake Pro, which is the simplest form to be invested in DeFi, because through this mechanism of stake your Pro and have access to the treasury, and the treasury itself is invested in DeFi, you basically just need to stake Pro and have exposure to DeFi investments.
Right. So here where it says Stake Bro, that the protocol on capital in this diagram, is this diagram up to date, by the way? It seems so. The protocol on capital is the treasury box, right? Or it's in the treasury.
Exactly.
Right. And then you can stake Bro to just access the rewards from the treasury. So you're not just owning liquidity and owning assets in the protocol, you're putting those to good use while they're protocol owned.
Absolutely. Because in the end, there could be so much assets in there. And if you, I don't know, get 20, 30% yield on them, it's going to be huge. So really a super compounding effect you have on the treasury side.
So a user could conceivably come in and bond UST and take out their Bro and then stake that Bro, the Bro token for whatever the yield would be out of that treasury.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the B Bro? Is that a liquid staked Bro? I see B Bro right in the middle of the diagram.
We want to incentivize people of being long-term loyal, long-term staked to the protocol. So you build up over time a B Pro. By staking Pro, you build up a B Pro. And the longer you stake, the more B Pro you have on your side and the more access you have against the treasury, which means you can redeem more of your Pro tokens for the floor price. And you can also redeem more of the treasury payouts, which are going to be happen. So in the end, the longer you stake, the more incentive you have coming from the treasury.
So obviously you're creating a bunch of portfolios. First of all, there's the question of how they get created. Is the team deciding for now? Is there governance that creates them in the future? Is anyone free to create portfolios? And the treasury is investing in these portfolios, and an investor can invest and pick a portfolio. But if you want exposure to all the portfolios, you stake Bro, right? So who is the decider? Is it governance run? What portfolios get created? What portfolios are invested in the treasury? And what amounts? What breakdown? Which directly affects Bro stakers, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So what is that a typical governance process? Are there any special aspects you'd like to talk about there?
Absolutely. Like in this bootstrapping stage we are right now, it's built by the core team. So we are setting out the first strategies and also our decision where the portfolio is invested in the very beginning. But we are moving towards decentralization. So once the DAO is fully established, the token holders essentially decide where the treasury is invested in. This is probably somehow distributed, so not go in for only one portfolio, but probably distributed somehow. And they also gonna governance also gonna decide who is able, but which strategy is actually gonna be deployed in the protocol. So this is a governance decision, and we encourage also people to support Broker in bringing in new strategies, in helping us in maintaining those strategies, because in the long run, this needs to work in a decent and centralized manner without the need of us as the bootstrapping team to fully take over.
One of the first portfolios, as you mentioned, is going to be the Delta Neutral strategy, which we've covered a tutorial on how to do all these things, but it's still not straightforward and people still can get something wrong along the way, right? I did it. The first version of the tutorial I did it wrong and ended up more short because I borrowed instead of bought an asset in step three and didn't think about it because I was filming a tutorial. And I ended up with a net short position, which you really didn't want at the time in markets, right? So I had to refilm the whole thing. And people could easily get this wrong. So Broker makes it simple to execute on. What is the fee that users pay, or what percentage goes to the Broker protocol when they do this as opposed to doing it by themselves?
So we are all taking a performance fee. There's no ongoing fee. There's no entering fee or exit strategy fee. It's only based on the performance. Protocol is taking some performance fee. It's not finally decided how high this fee gonna be. Like in the very beginning, it's gonna be zero. So we're starting out with, hey, just bringing more users and convince them about Broker. But later on, it's gonna be a small percentage on the performance. And again, we think this is totally fine for the user, because without Broker, they wouldn't even be able to get any yield on this strategy, because they won't be able to set it up. And in the end, if they end up with 36 instead of 38%, it should be totally fine for them. And these fees are gonna collected in the on the protocol level, going back to the treasury, and increasing again the protocol on capital and the floor price.
So let's talk a little bit about Terra Luna, because this is, after all, Terabytes. You obviously being part of, as I touched on a little bit earlier, with sort of the ethos of ThorChain being sort of this decentralized thing and UST being decentralized money. I feel like you're probably bullish on the UST and the Terra Luna ecosystem, but can you kind of give us your reasoning behind integrating things like Mirror and things like, you're doing your IDO on Astroport. Can you basically just tell us like why Terra?
So we're pretty long already part of the Terra ecosystem. Like when running our own investment company, a couple of years ago when we started out, we invested pretty early in Terra, and since then we followed how the Terra ecosystem evolved and how much great things are happening in this space. And besides ThorChain, which we also followed pretty early on, we got really convinced by those two ecosystems and thought, okay, this is a easy decision for us to build our product on those two ecosystems. I really like the design of Luna and UST. So the more UST demand, the less the Luna supply. And this is what I think Broker can perfectly support. So we are bringing in new users, new liquidity, more demand for the UST token, because people will need it in order to participate in the strategies. So besides all the great things happening in the Luna ecosystem, I'm really bullish on Luna because Broker is coming to Luna, to Terra.
That's great.
I I find it interesting that certain ecosystems have been interested in Luna, Terra, Terra Luna, and vice versa for a long time, and Rune is one of those. Like, people that have been interested in Terra for going on a year, maybe a little bit longer, I've noticed that they're also significantly interested in Rune. Is this just a great minds think alike kind of phenomenon? Or is it because everybody's focused on multi-chain and realizes that's what the future is? So if you're interested in Wormhole, you're interested in Rune, you're interested in UST being multi-chain, maybe. I mean, even Flamel, one of the Luna shill legends from early on. I mean, back a year and a half ago, he was saying Luna's going to go big, and it was like 20 cents, and barely anyone listened to him. He recently has become a Rune promoter, right? Is talking about Rune all the time. I really like how these ecosystems are getting along and are promoting each other, supporting each other, and are building things that are good for each other. And we've seen like Rune has started to come a little bit into the Cosmos IBC liquidity and yield farming just a little bit. There's like Secret Rune, and it's got a really tiny amount of liquidity. And UST is just getting ready to get started over on Rune. I feel like once that Terra integration goes live, that we're going to see a huge explosion of people wanting to go back and forth from Rune and Terra. Because like you said, if I have UST and I want to get Bitcoin, it is really a really hard process, especially now that the Binance bridge is down. That was one of the ways. Go to Binance, go out to Bitcoin. And now it's a really finicky process that will be streamlined by apps like yours and by Rune. So anyway, just random enthusiastic commentary.
Yeah, but I totally agree. I think those two communities are also really overlapping, right? So
right.
4chats and Lunatics, they are pretty much the same in a large portion. And I think it goes back to probably 2 years ago where Terra as well as 4chan was really hyped the first time. And so that time really people got into it the same as we did a couple of years ago. And yeah, back then it was also Phantom for us. Fun fact, not that bullish anymore on it, but yeah, we call it internally Fruna, Phantom, Rune, and Luna.
Oh, and there's a downside when you build in the space when some things like that happen. Like if you were bullish on Phantom 2 years ago, you might have started a project that really integrated Phantom and it would just be coming out about now. You know, I noticed these projects that come out and they like there's Layer Zero that came out today, or at least announced today. And it announced its chain set and it was like the favorite chains of a year ago. Right. It doesn't include Terra, where they would have included Terra and Cosmos if they had started now. So, yeah, it's difficult to stay ahead of the game here with how quickly things move in crypto. And it sounds like Broker is really, and Thor in general, are really trying to nerf that effect by having access to all these layer ones.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What layer one ecosystem other than Terra that we haven't talked about yet are you most excited about Rune adding?
I'm really looking forward to things like any Cosmos-based chain, actually. Like, I'm really looking forward to Solana. Hope this is going to happen soon, because also great stuff is happening there. And as you just said, it's moving so fast. And while we were building on 4chan and Terra, Solana popped up suddenly. And all like, okay, hey, kind of FOMO for us. Do we also need to hop on this train now? Or, yeah, but you can't do all of them at the same time. We need to focus. And we're pretty happy with our choices so far. But that's definitely something we also going to do down the road. So in the end, we want to offer the kind of best service for our users. And for them, it shouldn't matter that much which networks are behind or in the background. So that means we're definitely going to expand to other layer ones as well in the future.
It is crazy just to see how the whole, everything has transformed, I guess, in crypto in the past, even just 2 years, maybe 3 years. Like it used to be all these chains and they were sort of like siloed off. And the only way you could interact with anything cross chain was through a decentralized exchange. And, now, especially with like IBC and Cosmos and USTs trying to basically, like I always say, spread the virus and just be UST on every different chain, not just native Terra Luna. And, you know, something like Thorchain, I think, is just, it's huge. If you guys can just replace the need for a centralized exchange. And again, I'm not saying you guys, I know you're not like part of the Thorchain team, but building on top of that.
Actually, let me ask that. Are you also a Thorchain contributor?
How do you mean? Like on the protocol level?
Or something else. Do you dabble in other Thorchain contributions too?
Yeah, like before we were building Proker, we kind of built several things for Fortune, also for Terra actually. Like I don't know if you are a node operator as well, back 1 or 2 years ago, we built some Telegram bots to notify node operators if their node's going down, which was more important for the Fortune network actually, because you were slashed pretty hard if your node went down. It's not that a big deal in the Terra ecosystem right now. So yeah, we're building a couple of things for Fortune as well to support the network and to support the growth of those things.
So I guess what I was saying was that I knew in advance, I had already just had a feeling, a sense that you guys were. One other thing I wanted to cover, and this is sort of a crazy aside, but your name, Broker, B-R-O-K-K-R. Tell me how you came up with that name, because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, naming is horrible, to be honest. To really get to the name, you choose. That's probably the toughest job when starting out with a project. But yeah, we started out in the Fortune ecosystem, and there's all about Norse mythology, right? And we came up with actually, it's not Proker, it's actually Proker in its original term, but everyone says Proker, so it's definitely fine. But Proker was this smith from Norse mythology who was forging the hammer of Thor, the god Thor. And while he was forging the hammer, he had really struggles doing that. Like he got attacked and he needed to resist and he needed to really deliver in the end. And we thought, hey, that's perfect metaphor for what Proker should be. Like we want to be really resilient. We want to deliver. We want to be, even if we see some troubles out there, we want to be this supportive, successful entity for the user and guide them through this crazy world of DeFi. And yeah, that was the reason we say, hey, that's perfect match for us. Let's go with that name. And it also refers quite good to the Proker, to the financial Proker, right? So it was an easy decision then once we came up with this name.
That's, yeah, we didn't even think of that. Nerds will know of the huge dwarf character that like forges things.
Ah, it is.
Right from like the Marvel universe or from it's from Norse mythology, but if you're not too much into Norse mythology, you would have seen this character. I think the one that forges Thanos's thing. So I didn't even think of that. I just thought the financial meaning of a broker, right? Immediately, but that's very cool. So it's deeply integrated with the Thorchain rune lore and mythology.
It's perfect.
Absolutely. And it works in both ways.
Now we'll need some sort of like combination crossover episode of how we're going to get Earth and Moon and space and solar system from the Terra ecosystem. And that lore needs to be brought over into the Norse mythology of Thorchain. So
just wait for our NFTs.
There we go.
Yeah. Are you building the rainbow bridge?
So we are doing our own NFTs, and we make use of these two themes, like from the Fortune ecosystem and from the Terra ecosystem, because we think it's a perfect match for us.
Very cool.
That's a perfect segue. I also wanted to talk quickly, just to go back to the token a little bit. And you did just mention NFTs. I know that you guys are doing an airdrop. Can you specify who's getting the Bro airdrop?
So again, addressing Fortune ecosystem and Terra ecosystem, we've partnered up with Four Guards, the Fortune ecosystem, and Luna Bulls on Terra. which going to be eligible for the airdrop. So every NFT holder at a certain snapshot time going to receive the airdrop in the Pro token. And this is just the beginning with a couple of additional things we're going to do with Foregods and Luna Bulls, because we see this is a easy entry again for a lot of new users, because they are, it's easier for them to buy some NFT compared to going to some complex DeFi strategy. And so for us, this is a perfect way to onboard more users to Proker. So the airdrop won't be the last thing we're doing, but there is going to be something we're going to release very soon, how you can make more use of your NFT. It shouldn't be just for trading and have some cool artwork in your wallet, but we want to add some utility, and Foregods and Luna Bulls are also trying to bring more utility to their NFTs. And so we have some cool things coming up there.
All right. Well, it's always great to hear about integration with other ecosystems and in inter-ecosystem collaboration and projects which try to bridge across not just two ecosystems, but multiple ecosystems ultimately, as that's the whole ThorChain mission and the whole mission of UST. Really great to see the work you guys are doing over at Proker Finance and forging connections, forging powerful tools for people to use in order to more easily invest, more easily bridge, more easily swap, all sorts of things at Proker Finance. Check them out at Proker, again, spelled like on Lucas's shirt. It's got two Ks instead of a K-E-R, like you might think with broker. Proker Finance, and head over there. You can already do synths and check out some other stuff. Again, it's on ThorChain. There's not full UST integration yet, but Terra integration is, the code is complete and kind of pending, I think, the final auditing. So we should see more integration soon. In the meantime, get excited about, oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you, what about the Bro token? Is it how is it launching? This is just kind of nerf that I was closing the episode out, but how is it launching? What's the schedule there?
Absolutely. Like, we are pretty, just 2 weeks left. So on 30th of March, we're going to do our whitelist sale. So for that, we're going to give out Proker NFTs. When you hold this NFT, you're eligible for the whitelist sale, where you can participate with a fixed price. This is for the community. This is for the Proker supporters to get their early access to the Pro token. Followed by a sale on Forestarter, which is a launchpad in the Forge ecosystem, but is done on the Terra network with the Terra token. So no Ethereum needed for that. And third step is a Terra-based launchpad, which is going to be announced also soon. So which is also addressing the Terra people.
Oh, a new launch pad being announced soon. Very interesting. So is there anything else you'd like to share about Proker Finance?
Sure. I wanted to talk about integrations. So like our very own UI is just one place where people can make use of the strategies and portfolios we're going to provide. But what we're going to do, and we already started with that, is to reach out to partners in the ecosystems, which also going to integrate our strategies on their own. We just announced the collaboration with XDeFi. So soon XDeFi users will be able to open up an invest step in the XDeFi wallet, where they can directly from the wallet invest into Delta Neutral. So this is super simple and should bring in much more users to our strategies. And I'm really happy to also announce some alpha. We are also partnering up with Kinetic Money, the self-repaying loan protocol, which is also going to integrating the Delta Neutral strategy in the first place and other strategies down the road to pay off the loans when they are putting those assets to work. So for us, this is a perfect way to really scale it up and bring more users and more liquidity to the Proker via those integration partners.
Wow, so you guys are really all over the place. You got Kinetic Money, Mirror, Astroport. You've got a native Terra token launch or a native launch pad with Terra tokens. That's great.
So keep an eye out. If you like what Proker Finance is doing, now is the time to get involved. Reach out to their Twitter, their Discord. You can go to Proker Finance, BROKKR.finance, and then you'll see all the links you need there. down at the bottom or elsewhere on the page, as well as more information about Brocker Finance. And as always, please like, subscribe, rate, review, share, comment, do all the things on this video so that people that are interested in finance can find the video. You make those algos work for you instead of working for the man when you manipulate the algos and bring more people, fintech fans, Rune fans, Luna fans, Marvel fans, who knows, to view this video on Brocker Finance and discover all the things connecting to Terra by discovering Terabytes. We'll see you soon.